Welcome back to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham and for Cynthia Canty. It's Election Day in Canada. Stereotypically, we Americans think of Canadians as very nice people. The election campaigns have been very nasty. The leader of the Liberal Party, incumbent Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, has been rocked by scandals and a lack of enthusiasm even by his party faithful. The Conservative Party leader, Andrew Scheer, is nearly tied in polling, but neither party is expected to win a majority in Parliament to form a government. That makes the number three party, the Progressive New Democratic Party, and its leader, Jagmeet Singh, polling close behind the Conservatives and other small parties, important in forming a government. Why does that matter for Michigan? Well, Canada is Michigan's largest trading partner, and Michigan is Canada's biggest trade partner among the 50 states. Joining us now is Bill Anderson. He's a professor at the University of Windsor and the director of the Cross Border Institute there. Welcome to Stateside.
Hello, Lester.
Hi. Let's start with where the U.S. and Canada are in trade relations. Are there still any Trump-ordered U.S. tariffs in effect on Canadian goods coming into the U.S.?
No, the tariffs that were on steel and aluminum have been relieved. The threat of tariffs on automobiles has been eliminated because of the fact that there's quotas defined in the USMCA. So other than small tariffs that still exist and have existed under NAFTA, the major tariff issues have been resolved.
The trade relationship between Michigan and Canada is primarily manufactured goods, mostly autos and auto parts. How important is that to GM, Ford, and Fiat Chrysler and their suppliers?
Well, it's extremely important because it's very often the case that a car will be assembled in one country and will have its engine and its transmission and other parts coming from the other country. So, for example, here in Windsor, we have a plant that builds all the Chrysler vans. And for that plant to operate, about 300 trucks a day have to come across the border bringing all sorts of components, many of them coming from Michigan and also from Northwest Ohio.
How important is it to Michigan and Ontario's economies?
Well, they're both very, very huge. I mean, Michigan is a very, very large state in the United States, and of course, Ontario is by far the largest part of the Canadian economy. About 50% of the trade between Canada and the United States goes in and out of Ontario.
Does the rest of Canada care about this trade corridor as much as Ontario?
Well, I think they do because I think most people recognize that, for example, if you're producing oil, a lot of that oil gets consumed where the production takes place and gets consumed where the population is. So certainly I think all of Canada recognizes that Ontario is the most important place economically. But on the other hand, I think there is increasingly a feeling outside of Ontario and especially outside of Ontario and Quebec that the importance of other parts of the country are underestimated by the politicians in Ottawa.
You mentioned the USMCA, the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. That's still not been voted on by Parliament and not by Congress. Has that been discussed during the election campaigns in Canada?
It has to some extent, but I would say, you know, overall, when you look at the discussions that have taken place, it's surprising how little discussion there has been on that. But I think, you know, what might happen in this election, very likely to happen, is that the Liberals will have what's called a minority government. In the minority government, they'll depend on votes coming from another party called the New Democrats, which is further to the left. They've always taken the position that let's not vote on anything here in Canada until we see what the Democrats in the United States can do to change some provisions in NAFTA, especially those that would improve environmental provisions, that would improve provisions that sort of protect workers. So it's an issue, it's out there, but it hasn't been really so much front and center. But you're right, this has not been ratified in Canada. And I suppose, in a way, the most significant thing from an American perspective that comes from this election is, will the outcome of the election affect the ratification of USMCA?
And that's what I'm asking. I mean, if we see conservatives win the majority and they try to put together a minority government, or as you mentioned, the Liberals and the New Democratic Party, how might a change in government affect the future of the USMCA?
Yeah, I think the only way that it would affect it would be, I mean, people are observing the fact that the Liberal government, if there's a Liberal minority government, it will depend on the NDP, and the NDP has a more take-it-slow attitude with respect to ratification. However, that probably doesn't even matter because even though it's mostly the NDP that will support a liberal minority government, in the case of a vote on ratification, the conservatives would vote for that anyhow. So I don't really think anything could come out of this election that would endanger ultimately the ratification of USMCA. But I do think that there'll be pressure from the New Democrats to hold off until after the American election and see what happens there, because if we're going to have a new president and a new Congress that might want to really reopen this and change some of the provisions in USMCA, that Canada should hold off and see what's going to happen on that.
Well, let me ask you one kind of side story here. Would a change in government change Canada's enthusiasm for the Gordie Howe International Bridge project between Windsor and Detroit?
No, I don't think there's any effect there at all. I think that the three major parties have always supported that project. You know, I think it has always been the view that this project has to go ahead irrespective of what happens with the renegotiation of NAFTA. I was actually just sort of looking around to see if it had come up outside the Liberals claiming it as one of their accomplishments. There really isn't any debate on it, so I don't think the Gordie Howe International Bridge Project is affected by what the outcome of the election will be, unless something very, very unexpected happens, and I think the chances of that are almost nothing.
Bill Anderson is a professor at the University of Windsor. He's the Ontario Research Chair in Cross-Border Transportation Policy and the director of the Cross-Border Institute at the university. Thanks for taking the time.
Okay, thank you.